Now, this is the first time I'm ever going to tell a story like this in front of an audience, bear with me. Now, the first time I'm going to talk about is the first time I ate some LSD. So now you got to go back to the year. This was 1969. I was 15 years old. And my friend Ted just turned 16 and got a 1964 and a half Mustang red convertible, it was beautiful, had the white interior this was 1969, and we started smoking pot probably when we were 14, we've been reading about LSD, about psychedelics, about the drug culture happening all around and the music and everything, and of course we're into the music scene very heavily, and I was always one of the first kids in the block to do things, and so we started, reading and talking about doing this, and so then this was summertime. We just got out of school. I went to St. John the Baptist Elementary School, and I just completed eighth grade. So I was getting ready to go to St. Norbert's High School, and my friend Ted, he went to the public school in the neighborhood, Thorne, and we started thinking about this, and I said, let's do it, everyone agreed, me and Ted, let's do it, of course, I said, I'll do it first, and I'll tell you if we should do it, if you should do it, so he said, oh, yeah, so we found out that there was this guy that lived in Salinas, Michigan, which is, it's been in the news lately, as a matter of fact. Salinas, Michigan is the area on the Rouge River plant, and it was just built originally for the factory workers there, and my dad worked at the Rouge River plant, but he didn't live there. We didn't live there. We lived out in Dearborn Heights, a little suburb away from, but the Rouge, Salinas was probably like 15 miles away from where I lived, where I grew up. But we, right now, that's one of the highest concentrations of people from the Middle East, in the world, actually, outside of the Middle East, live in Salinas, Michigan, and which was originally a neighborhood built up on the River Rouge plant, which was at one time a huge industrial complex, right? The Ford Motor Company. Anyway, and so this guy that lived out that way named Johnny the Moon Walrus was this a dealer. We heard that he had LSD, because we all had ears out. We knew what. And so he told us, so we went out there. We drove out there, and he put in my hand this little purple microdot of this LSD, and it was so small, and he was giving it to us for free in a true dealer fashion. The first one's free, And he put it on my hand like that, and I thought, wow, all of a sudden it rolled off, and we lost it. We couldn't find it. We're down looking for it, we can't find it. So the next time, we got to buy the next one, So I'm trying it, so I made Ted pay for it, So... And like I said, I'm only 15, and by the time we got all this, got out to Salinas and all this kind of stuff, it's already getting late, So I eat this stuff, And so we start drive back, and on the way back, we decided we're going to go to Daly's like we always go to Daly's, and Daly's was just driving, And it had it had the drive-in part of it out in the parking lot, but it also had the inside stuff. And so we went to the inside stuff, and of course, this lady that lived down the block from us, Mrs. Chapman, she lived right down the block and worked there as a waitress. And so we go in there and we order our normal thing. I order my footlong chili dog and fries, and Ted orders his daily burger and onion rings or whatever. And next thing you know, though, you know, we're talking and having a good time. Next thing you know, and I always eat my food all the time, all my food, you know, and other people's food. You know what I mean? Anyway, and so then I start kind of like, you know, but my this time I'm not eating my food, you know what I mean? And so Mr. Chapman comes over and says, "Are you all right, Kevin? What's wrong?" You know, I said, no, I'm fine, you know. But anyway, and so it was getting also close to curfew time by this time, you know, and I had to get home, and I'm only 15. And so we go home, and on the drive home, I noticed the trees started swaying and all this kind of stuff, and reaching out seemed like grabbing me and everything. And then when I finally get home into my house, I was supposed to bring home a loaf of bread earlier in the night. My dad had told me, because Ted had a car and we were out, he said, "Make sure you bring home a loaf of bread, you know." So then when I go walking in the back door and I climbed up and I was going from the kitchen, you know, the back landing through the kitchen, through the little hallway, right into my bedroom. But my dad got to me before then and said, and this is what he said to me. He said, or it sounded like this, "Did you bring home a loaf of bread?" I said, "No." And I slammed the door and I just stayed in my room all night long for the next 18 hours or something, you know, and I didn't come out, you know. But of course, I was out of my room because I had the window open and I could see, you know, and out there. And so I'm laying in my room and everything. I'm having this marvelous time. There's colors and all kinds of stuff. I'm hallucinating and creating all these different things, you know, and things are good, you know. And then all of a sudden, things are bad. All of a sudden, there's these little bugs crawling everywhere and all this kind of stuff, you know. And it's like all over my, not only me, but all over the walls everywhere, you know. And I'm like, "Oh, my God," you know. And then all of a sudden, there's this, like, situation going on where I notice that I'm not alone in the room anymore. That there's actually three of me. There's like this observer up here, like observing, and then there's this like good guy of me, you know, this real nice guy over here, you know, the guy that's the altar boy, goes to church, helps Mrs. New and all that, mows the lawn and everything. And then there's this little bad guy over here, you know what I mean, the one that's eating acid and doing all this kind of stuff. And now, wow, you know what I mean, it's like, wow. So I'm watching this from this observer point, and I'm hearing that, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that. I'm going, "What in the hell is going on there?" And then just when things are starting to go crazy, like, you know what I mean, I'm thinking, wow, this is, you know, all of a sudden the observer says to me in a very clear voice, because I was almost going to start to lose it again where all these things were coming, you know, all of a sudden he says, "Nothing you eat can change you." And I go, "Wow, hey, nothing I eat can change me, you know." And all of a sudden, things were good again. Yeah, you know, and I'm like, "Wow," you know. And so then, you know, the rest of the night was just like whatever I wanted to do, I could do, you know what I mean. And so then I went out in the next day, and of course I told Ted, I says, "Ted, oh yeah." You know, but I actually made a mistake, because Ted was probably... his father was schizophrenic, and acid probably wasn't the best thing for him. So anyway, I ended up kind of like herding him off of, because he would start to eat grass on meridians in the middle of highways and stuff, you know. But that's another story. Well, thank you very much.